Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I am joined by.
Hey guys, this is NoahDog54, or just Noah.
And I am Ethan, otherwise known as FlabZixy Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
And I am your host, Jeebus Phoebus, also known as John. And I feel like we should just see how everyone's doing today.
Yeah.
Yeah, mutes.
Yeah, mutes himself. Really?
He doesn't want to talk about his day.
I guess. I guess I'll start then. But essentially, yes, it's been an interesting week. We'll leave it at that mostly. Today was a pretty good day, they'll say that. I mean, not much to read. I got more reading done this week. So if that's anything, I guess. I'm up to 6 books. Which I know isn't, I think that's almost the same, if not, or it's almost the same, if not the same, the last time I said that, but it's just, I've been running out of time for it. But this week, especially, I've gotten time to read it, to read again, so. My goal, my goal was like 3, so I've crushed the goal already. It's just how much do I want to crush it by is really all that's left.
Right.
So, yeah, it's doing pretty good.
Nice.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, but my current reading goal I have set at 18 books, and I finished the 13th book of the year. I think that was on like Thursday or something like that. Like pretty recently the other day. So I'm just like cruising along with that.
Nice.
16 books over here. Thinks he's special or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what my goal was, but God, am I nowhere near.
Wasn't it just one book?
I was going to say, I don't think yours is that big.
If mine really was one book and we're already 8 months, still haven't done it. Yeah, that really says something, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah.
Because it's literally the fucking case. We're 8 months and I have not read a single goddamn book.
Shame.
Yeah, man, it is what it is.
E.
Yeah. But, been an alright week. Mainly a lot of boring work stuff. Had something interesting happen yesterday, but that's really about it.
Was it laser tag related?
No.
Did you get abducted?
Almost.
What?
What?
I'm kidding. But no, so I went to the store just to go and get some shit real quick. And as I was going over, this big Cadillac just pulls up right next to me, and I'm just thinking, well, damn, I was wrong. I just roll down the window and say, hey, where'd you get the slices? Is that like a couple slices of pizza? And obviously, I can't say the name of the place because it's local and they have, you know, their own issues, but told them where I got the pizza from, and well, that was basically it.
Alright, nice.
Yeah,
well, maybe Noah, maybe he wasn't asking where'd you get that slice. Maybe he secretly just wanted to take you to a laser job gig that he would totally pay you for, and that it was totally legal to do.
Yes, I totally went and did. Hey,
Noah's potato Wi-Fi strikes again.
No, that might have been mine, because like my Wi-Fi's been like having issues recently. But no,
you're fine. I can hear you. We can hear you just fine. It's Noah that cuts in and out sometimes.
Hello.
It's not when you say one word. It's when you start going on a sentence. That's when it's like, oh, you know, we're just gonna block every other word you're saying.
Yeah, so I don't exist, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like one of those things where it's like your potato Wi-Fi is like, well, you know, we could allow him to speak, but we're just not going to do that.
Yep, totally. Unfortunately, this happens like every fucking time.
Yep. So I'd recommend get better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I would get better Wi-Fi if it wouldn't cost me like $150.
So just go into debt. That's always fun.
I've already been in debt. I don't need to be in further
So, well,
debt.
That, I was going to say, that's even better then. If you're already in debt, you can't go into depth, like, debt version 2. You're still just in debt. So, you know, at that point, right. You might as well.
Since you're already in debt, why not just, like, sink a little more? Like, what's the worst going
to
happen?
What are they going to do? Sue you?
Because I'm in debt, and it's hard to get out of debt.
Well, that seems like
you,
problem,
well, what's
really.
What's the government gonna do? Rob you of your zero money? Like, what are they gonna do?
Well, I guess technically I can't go to jail for tax evasion now. So yeah, sure.
Nah, jail is just a fun place for fun people, if you know what I'm saying. So
no, it the fuck is not.
What do
are
you mean?
Saying all people in jail are terrible people, and none of them are innocent?
That's crazy.
All of them are terrible.
You have a lot of faith in the justice system. Well, moving on, because I feel like that was getting this close to committing a crime.
Might make me close.
Do you got any headlines? No? No.
For the last, we're going to say this one last time, man. You need to start get up to your game with bringing these headlines. I have to cover for you every week, and at this point, it's becoming embarrassing, man. You got to start bringing in your headlines.
No, it's not even my goddamn thing.
It is. John just said it was, and therefore John is the host.
I just asked you.
Say that line. Freaking name, you bald dummy.
You bald dummy. You can hear the hesitation in his voice with that one.
You big bald dummy. Stop saying the wrong goddamn name before I do actually commit a crime.
Well, interesting.
That's all you gotta say about it.
Well, you know, we can see how the points shake out earlier later, but Ethan, do you have any headlines?
Yeah, I'll just cover for Noah once again. You know, I'm gonna go to do it every week. Yeah. But So, I said this last week, if you're on the internet, you can't avoid it. It's also YouTube news, and as someone who's on YouTube, you gotta pay attention to YouTube news. Well, actually, two things happened. They're both kind of pretty bad things. The first, thing is that, the former CEO, Susan Wojcicki-Dank, I don't know how to say her last name, Wojcicki is her last name, but it's always been a meme in the community to say something that starts with W that just makes no sense. Like, my favorite is Susan Windows 98. That's my favorite one. But, she unfortunately, passed away. I forgot. It was sometime this week. I think she was only like 50. I forgot how old she was. She wasn't that old. And obviously there was, I was only on YouTube for a year and a half when she was the person on the platform. But even then there were still things where I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have gone that route, or like, yeah, I don't know if I agree with that change. But at the end of the day, she seemed like a good person. There's people that were in the comment section of the person's post that I saw that said like they knew her in person because they worked at Google and she was very nice and all that stuff. So I'm sure she was a good person, outside of YouTube. And I don't know if there's like a higher power she had to answer to that made her change things, but I don't know. But she seemed like a good person on the outside. So, the other thing I said last week, that's the new one, but the thing I said last week is Mr. Beast himself, the person that everyone thought was uncancelable, is being canceled. And I said this last week, it might be for good reason. I still have yet to see a lot of evidence for things, and I'm a type of person that needs to see evidence for a lot of, especially accusations. A lot of stuff is coming out about the background information of certain stuff, especially Beast Games, which apparently I didn't even know what Beast Games was like 4 weeks ago, but it's apparently like, sort of like a big Squid Game type thing, but Amazon's paying for some of it. He's partnering with Amazon to have it happen, so it's happening on Prime, I believe. But a lot of contestants, especially female ones, have come out saying that the conditions of the Beast Games are terrible. The women, for example, had to have, like, dirty pads, like, with them for a long time, which is not only a health-related issue, but that's just a general safety issue. Then speaking of safety issues, people apparently had to fight for food and rations. Didn't realize we were in the Hunger Games.
Jesus.
So there's that. There's stuff that came out of it. There's a lot of former employees are speaking out. It's just a big clusters, bad word here or whatever, right? So I haven't watched a lot of his videos. I just liked him as a person because he would donate to charity and stuff, and I like when people do that. And there is receipts for his donations to charity, so at least he's doing that. But the problem comes when all these people are kind of saying the same thing, and a problem with online is people can kind of bandwagon, but it seems like these people are not just bandwagoning. They have been coming out for a while. Apparently even his old girlfriend had said something, although hers I read, and it just seemed like she kind of wanted the attention for the sake of having attention. She didn't even mention his name, so there's that too. But former employees like Jake Weddle, if you guys know who he is, he had worked for Mr. Beast for a little bit. He came out and said that Mr. Beast was not a good boss. I don't know if that's what term for what he used, but so it's just a lot of bad stuff, and it's just really unfortunate to see. And I'm hoping a lot of it's untrue, but again, a lot of people are saying the exact same thing, and apparently they're working on building a case for it right now. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what comes of it.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I've seen a lot of bad things coming out lately for Mr. Beast. I think some of it's a bit less known. But if what some of this stuff that's been said is true, it could actually cancel Mr. Beast, and not only that, but everyone that was ever associated with him.
Well, and as they say, empires rise, empires fall. So,
right.
It was an empire I didn't think would fall because of how strong the foundation I thought was. But yeah, there's some other minstrel thing that I didn't bother mentioning. Like, he's apparently deleting comments again. Haven't seen much evidence of that, but people are saying it. Apparently, he removed a lot of the dislikes. That one I saw evidence for. It was lukewarm evidence, but it was this today. They had screenshots. So apparently, the first 10 minutes it was uploaded, it had like the like to dislike ratio was almost 2-1. It was real bad. And then when they went to it a day later, a lot of the dislikes randomly disappeared. So now people think YouTube's in on it. It's just a big conspiracy. Get your tinfoil hats out, people, because it's interesting. But
yeah,
we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, the way I've been looking at it is, there's so much that people are saying that odds are not all of it is true, more than likely, but at least some of it is, and it's all about just like finding out how much of it is true to me. Mm-hmm. Because with any like big creator, whatever, they start to get hate, there are going to be people who are like, yeah, I'm just going to make shit up for attention. And yeah, I'm not saying that's like what's happening here, but it definitely could happen, and it has happened to other YouTubers in the past. So it's all like that. That's how I've been thinking about it. It's like some of it might be true, some of it might not be. But right now, we just really don't know.
Yeah, that's what I meant by bandwagoning. And there's also the other side of the coin, right? Is, do we have any sort of bias, or are we trying to like? Because the thing is, right, is if I had watched him for a long time, I would probably have bias right now. I'd be like, well, I don't really want this to be a sort of any kind of true, but, you know, I don't think it's true. But because, like, I never really watched him. I watched his old stuff back in the day, but I don't watch any of his new stuff. And now I looked at the facts. Like, for example, the first thing I mentioned was a lot of women that were competing in the Beast Games, disgusting or not, have shown pictures of what they had to go through. So that there's evidence for that. But there's a lot of the minute stuff, like, oh, it's a lot of what his coworkers have been saying. They just made videos on it. So those, like, I haven't watched all of them, so there could be substantial evidence in there. But from what I've seen, those not really much evidence for that just yet. The deleting comments thing, I haven't seen much evidence for that yet. So it's just all things. Once I see concrete evidence, that's when I can make an assumption, or that's when I can make a decision on what I think is going on.
Right. I did actually hear about the Susan Wojcicki, I think her last name is.
It's Wojcicki, yeah.
Yeah. I did actually hear about that like yesterday. Sad to hear that she passed, because I did hear that she was actually a really good person. Even though sometimes she made some questionable choices, but you know, right. It was sad to hear that she passed away. Especially the reason that she passed away, which, you know, just how we all feel about that reason. Fuck cancer.
Yeah, I think I had read that it was cancer related.
Yeah. Yeah, I had not heard of that, but yeah, that does suck. Because, like, obviously, even if you didn't agree with them as CEO of YouTube, no one wants people to die, you know what I mean?
I'll never.
Well, there was some pretty horrific stuff some people said in the comments, and I'm glad they got deleted, but... Because I was one of the first people that saw the post, because the post had been up for, like, 2 minutes. So I was, like, when I just happened to open the social media thing at the right time to find it. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that were saying some pretty terrible things. And luckily, the person that made the post was like, wow, that's horrible, you should reconsider your life choices, or whatever they said. Because obviously, like John just said, I was fine with her being CEO, because I think there's a lot of changes she did that make that were pretty okay. But a lot of the time, when someone's making decisions, you tend to focus on the bad ones because they affect you more. Because you're like, oh, well, I hate that decision. That's a stupid decision. But you never saw this super important decision they made behind the scenes that they didn't really feel like telling anybody because it was more of a foundational thing. So, you know, I respect her as a person. She wasn't like some terrible person that just hated everyone like some other people on the planet do. And she seemed to be a great mom. I didn't know much of her home life, but just the pictures she showed online and the videos she showed online, I saw those, and she looked like it. She apparently her sons and like I don't know if she had a daughter. Her son made a post saying that she was an excellent mom. So yeah, there's just like it's sad, but obviously you have to take into consideration. Like Noah said, cancer really just sucks, dude. So just sucks all the way around.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that at the end of the day, but nothing we can really do about it.
Yeah.
I'd say moving on to hopefully more cheery points. Do you have a creator showcase for today now, Ethan?
Yeah, like I have to cover for you every time, Noah. Like, it's like the headlines, the creator showcase. Ethan, every time, man.
Ethan, hold on that. John, I wish you were here so I could grab you by the goddamn ear, tell you who does this, because you should know. You should be able to say who does this. Goddamn job. I didn't come up with this. Leave me out of it. The less responsibility I have, the better off I am. Leave me be. Stop it.
Got him.
Got him.
All right, Ethan, go.
I'm hearing feedback from someone.
Yeah, there's a lot of feedback. I think it's on Noah's end.
I think it's on Noah's end.
It sounds better now.
Yeah, now it's fine. This is a lot of feedback.
Yep.
But yes, John, I'll cover for Noah once again.
you were not covering for me, you know
the creator.
Well, this is your job, not mine.
Nah, John is the host, and what John says goes.
Say what you will, Noah. Say what you will.
Either way, the creator showcase I got for you is I do a lot of skit stuff, but this guy's actually a cooking YouTuber, his name is BurgerGuy289, very obviously a generic name. But what I will say is he's one of the smaller creators I've actually gave a creator showcase to. He only has 71,000 subscribers. But he does a lot of cooking. He has a little griddle that he has, and I believe he sounds like he's from Ireland, but I don't know. He has like a griddle, and apparently I don't know if he just has it as like a video format, like with the storyline, or if he actually does have this. He essentially has a he's like a little service in the backyard So he'll make burgers, he makes chips, aka fries. He makes a lot of smash burgers, and I love smash burgers. Smash burgers are really good. Just interesting to see his technique. So it's like, if you just like cooking YouTubers and you want to support this guy, Burger Guy, is just the handle, because YouTube has handles now, but Burger Guy, and then Burger Guy 289 if you want to specifically look him up. Like I said, he's one of the smaller people that I've shouted out to. So make sure you go and head on over and support him. Noah, nice, you back from the dead?
I think so.
Were you too ashamed that I had to cover for you once again?
No, you don't fucking cover for me. You never have, and you never will. It's your job, not mine. Your job, not mine, to do this. You're the one that put your goddamn name next to it, not me. You made it.
Actually, Ava says there's, who that. There's no name next to it. It just says headlines, Max 2, name. Then Creator Showcase, then Segway. There's actually no name next to any of these.
Okay, you're the one who originally made this. You're the one who originally put that in there because you're the one who originally
can't do it.
Next.
Yeah, because I mean, theoretically speaking, the segment of the episode is a host job, and that doesn't say John next to it. So.
Right, yeah, so. Well, host even.
Or host even. Yeah,
hosting is bringing the topic we talk about.
It's also segueing into the different sections. I don't know if you know how hosting works. I know you haven't done it in a while, but like it's generally segueing in every different section.
Yeah. Well, potentially Noah will have a chance to win today. I don't see that as a possibility personally, but I am the host, but I get inside. However, today we're doing things a little bit differently as far as how the winner gets decided is. So we've probably mentioned it previously. I believe that we wanted to do an episode where we would talk about our favorite games, and we've decided that the way we'll do it is I'll as the host say what my favorite game is and give these two reasons to potentially want to play it or potentially reasons to be like, oh, I see why that's your favorite game. And if they both agree that it's a good game to be in the favorites or as the favorite, then I get to be host again. But if they don't agree, then one of them is the host, which I guess will be decided by me. So it still has to decide how to be a good contestant.
Yeah, so that'll be a backup because the only way that John would decide the only way John gets to host again is if me and Noah both agree with John's pick. If one of us disagrees or both of us disagree, then he ends up. I think if both of us disagree, we just flip a coin. But if we're right, both on different sides of different spectrums, I think that just we fall back on John's point system, whatever that is. So points still exist; they're just a backup instead of being the format. Of
right. The points are more like general ideas based on responses and arguments to the points that they have, whether or not they agree with me.
Yeah, and I didn't tell this to John before, but we're gonna give our verdict at the very end. We're not gonna tell John what our verdict is. We can tell him, hey, you might want to work a little bit harder. I'm not too convinced there, old chap, but we're not gonna give our final verdict until literally the very end, so.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck, bud.
Yeah, if I lose, I lose, but if I win, I win. So I feel like it. My goodness, though.
Would you not? I'm in the middle of something.
Wow. Can't believe this. Apparently Noah doesn't care about how things will shake out, so I'll just move on into where...
I'm sorry. Who doesn't care about the fact that motorcycles keep going by like there's no tomorrow?
I'm just saying you could just like mute when you hear when coming to close, you know, before it actually gets loud. So I feel like it's kind of you. But anyway, the game I've chosen to hype up is because like the way my favorite game works is like it's always something different because I don't typically decide on a favorite game. But the game I'm going to say is my favorite, for sake of the episode, is Resident Evil 4, specifically the 2024 version, I think, came out this year, 2023. Whatever the new one, the remake, if you will.
Ah, so you're picking a new age game. Sort of. Because it's a, I think it's a remaster, isn't it, or whatever.
I would say remake is a good description, because it takes basically the story and structure of the original, and they just build upon it and then make it with good graphics and to where it's almost a different game entirely, with still having the baseline of the original.
So you said remake, because I thought remake meant that they just remade it without doing much changes. And I thought remaster meant that they remade some of it, but they also changed a lot of it. I thought that's what that meant.
I think you might have it a little bit backwards, whereas remasters, when it's like basically just a graphics upgrade.
Oh.
It's such a weird thing that people tend to use interchangeably.
I was going to say, a lot of indie games use remaster to mean that it's all they changed a lot of it, and they kept sort of the main story or something, and the graphics didn't change that much. I think that's why it's confusing, because a lot of AAA games, it's what John is thinking of, where it's backwards. So right. Yeah, that's why I was confused.
And then you got some games that just, I think the Crash Insane Trilogy calls itself remaster from the ground up, which sounds a lot like remake.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure where the things are. It's pretty arbitrary. It really just depends on how they want to brand it.
No one knows what it is. They just pick a term.
Right. But, yeah, it's got all the parts of the original that I like. Where it's got a really good story. You are basically playing as this character named Leon, who is working as the best way to describe him is like he's a secret agent sort of thing. Maybe not secret. He's a very well-known agent. Well, he's working directly for the President of the United States, and the premise is that the President's daughter has been kidnapped, and you have to go save her. And you almost have to define, like, you as the player don't have to find out. The character has to find out why she was kidnapped and, like, stop the people who kidnapped her and all that good stuff. And it's a very good shooter. I would say it balances horror and action. It's hard to say which one I would say it is, because it's a bit of both. Whereas, like, some of the older games were aimed towards specifically horror, where this game, it's kind of a good balance, where there are scary sections in the game, but most of it is action-based. Which I think Resident Evil 8 also had that sort of format, where they had scary sections, but most of it was action. And there are like plenty of like funny characters. There's like one guy named Luis. Luis. They kind of go back and forth whether how they pronounce his name. Similar to other characters like Lady Dimitrescu or Lady Dimitrescu. I've heard it pronounced
Lady Dimitrescu. I mean, come on. If she is in that game, I think I gotta agree that it's the best game ever. I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Sadly, no.
That's just Markiplier, guys. Calm down.
Oh yeah.
Just actually, I can't say that because half the internet agreed too. Mark kind of started the bandwagon, but
yeah,
because you know it's sadly, Markiplier.
He definitely started something.
Yeah, he definitely started something.
I don't know what he started, but it's something.
Yes. Well, sadly, Lady Dimitrescu is not in Resident Evil.
Damn! Now I'm not interested.
Well, now I'm not even going to listen to what you have to say. I mean, if she's not in the game, what's the point of it anymore?
I shouldn't have asked.
Okay, so let's have an intermission, right? Because I think me and Noah got to ask you some questions as to why this is your favorite game. So Noah, I'm gonna go in sort of a more analytical approach. Because I do game reviews on my channel, so I'm actually kind of in the field already of reviewing games. And obviously, I like to play them first. I haven't played Resident Evil, but so I'm just gonna go off of what John says. But John, if it's a newer age, I care about a lot in games. and I'm going to say this before Noah steals it, is I care a lot about story. Because if your story sucks, your gameplay could be, like, if it's a game that's not meant to have story and your gameplay is great, cool. But if your gameplay, let's take Life is Strange, that is meant to be a story game. If that game's story sucks, it's not a good game. I'm sorry. Life is Strange, great game because it had a great story. So, John, I know it's a sort of action horror thing, so it can go either or, but how good is the story?
I would say the story might be the best in the series. And I say that because I thought the original story was really good. And like I said, they took the original story and baseline game and they just expanded upon it. Whereas to the point when I was playing through it for the first time, I was like, I wasn't necessarily like hoping everything was the exact same. Because when I played the original, I was like, well, there's things here that don't make sense and things there that like, that is pretty convenient or inconvenient for plot reasons that just don't really make sense. But they arrange the story in such a better way that it's really interesting when some of these changes occur. And if you're playing it as someone who's not played the original, it makes sense as a story. It makes logical sense with a lot of the things that happen in it. Within the universe, obviously, there's if it was real life, the things that happen in the game wouldn't make sense because it turns out if you get a parasite in your brain, you just die. You don't become a zombie. So
yeah, I was gonna say though too, right? So as someone who's never played Resident Evil, would I understand anything that's going on?
I feel like it does a good well at explaining itself, especially if you take the time to look for the different files in the game, because each Resident Evil game has files around the map that explains a bit more of the lore.
Lore? Well, hang on.
It's the lore.
The lore. Well.
And there's a lot of like interesting stuff there. But if you don't look at any of the files and you just play the game and you watch the cutscenes, it still makes sense and is an interesting story, in my opinion.
All right. Okay. Is there ever a moment in the game, and you don't have to describe it, but is there a moment in the game where, because I love a lot of these types of what I call the climax. And what I mean by climax is you the game is really good at building itself up. Whatever the plot line is, let's say for sake of the argument, I don't know what game I'd be thinking of, but it's like you tag along with this person you meet at the beginning of the game, and then you find out that the person you've been tagging along with the entire time is actually the villain that you've been trying to fight the entire time. Stuff like that. Those, I love those types of reveals. So is there something like that in the story?
Is there a big reveal for a particular character, or is it just like
just
a big moment?
A big moment in general. It doesn't have to be what I said, or that's just for the sake of the argument.
Right. I would say that there actually is, and that comes from, there is a character from Leon's, the main character's past, that he knows personally, who ends up being one of the villains and actually is pretty big player in the events of the game. And it's less of a twist where it's like, oh wow, I didn't know this guy would be the villain, where, for the player, but for the story, it's a bit of, for the characters, it's a twist. So there's kind of like that going on.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'll give the stage to Noah and see what question he wants to ask.
All right, bud. The real thing I want to know here is, how are the graphics? How does the game run on what you're playing?
So the game does run pretty smoothly for my computer. Obviously, I have a slightly better computer than the average player, but I'm fairly certain from everything I've seen online, and from other people's like talking about the game runs smoothly across a good amount of different builds. And as for the graphics, the game looks really good. especially as you get like with the newer games these days, the technology is just getting so much better that like everything is able to look a little bit better. Obviously, the old graphics of older games, still some of them still hold up really well and almost have like a different feel to them. Mm-hmm. But for what the game is going for with its graphics and balancing that with the performance, it is pretty good graphics to performance balance, I would say.
Gotcha. So there's never been like a moment where the game freezes or anything like that?
No, I really haven't. I think I've had the game crash like once.
And that's it.
I believe so, if I remember correctly. Obviously, it's been out for a bit, and I've had quite a lengthy amount of time in the game, so there might have been a few times where I'm like, it crashed, but it doesn't really affect me because I just saved, or something like along those matters. But as far as I remember, I don't remember it ever crashing that much or freezing up.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming you've played this quite a bit, right?
Yep, I have.
Okay, so would you say you've played this long enough to know like certain character animations and whatnot?
Yeah, I guess there are certain, especially for some of the boss fights, when the enemies do a particular movement, I'm like, okay, they're about to do this attack, and I know how to react to that, if that's your question.
What I was actually getting at this question is, have there ever been moments in the game where, say it's supposed to be, like, a really deep or, you know, intense kind of scene, do the character animations usually line up with those?
I would say so, yeah, because even, like, the walking animation has a few different variants to it, and that can depend on your health, and I believe the story, there's a part of the story where something happens that affects Leon physically, and so his walking immediately after that scene is a little bit different.
Okay.
As well as if you're at low health, you have like you're more like staggering when you're at low health. Not so much right. That it's like annoying to go places, but like it's a little bit slower, and like it looks like he's actually in pain. So yeah.
Gotcha. So you did say that this mixes like horror and action, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how's the combat when you're actually in combat and?
Hang on. Mm-hmm. You only get one question per round, bud. I let him do his animation one because that makes sense for graphics. But now he's getting into the combat. That's a whole different can of worms. So I'll let him do the combat thing in a second. What I was gonna ask John is to get back on the story thing. Is we're done with the story, but what makes a really good story, especially in a really good game, is excellent music. And I think music can really bring a story together. And if a game has really good story and not good music, it can still work. But if a game has a great story but terrible music, then it kind of clashes, and it's not really that you're not really getting as much, because I want to feel like I'm in the experience with the music. So is this one of those games that would make me feel that way?
You know, I honestly don't know if I can comment on the music all that much, just because, you know, as a content creator, I tend to just turn the music off when I'm streaming, just in case it's one of those get times where, like, if I'm gonna upload to YouTube, and the YouTube's like, well, actually, we're gonna mute your just entire video because there's music in the background that's not even the focus of the video. Just so you know. And I'm like, well, that's really annoying. So, I don't have as much, experience with playing with the music, but I think when it's an action scene, the music plays kind of like what you would expect from an action scene. And when it's not an action scene, there's not really a music. There is a really good tune in one of the side activities you can do, where there's like this shooting range, and the music that plays in there sometimes will get stuck in my head. I'm like, dang, I haven't even played that game in a while. It's stuck in my head. So I would say yes, maybe.
Okay, so I guess my next question would be then, is there sort of a climactic moment where a really good track is played? So whether it be a boss fight or like the final dash to the finish or whatever, I don't know how the game's ending is, but like, is there a type of song to bring it all together?
I would say yes, in the terms that there is a, like we even mentioned, like the final dash to the ending, there's a really good music that is very fitting for the scene, I would say. Because it's kind of like, you know, it's a little bit desperate because, like I said, it's the final dash, and the music kind of portrays that, in my opinion.
All right. I'll leave it there for the music, if no one wants to go back to his combat thing.
Yeah, all right. So, Megan, when you are in combat in this game and things are actually happening, how does the combat feel on, say, a keyboard? Because I believe that's what you use.
Yeah, I use mouse and keyboard for this game. I suppose you could use a controller. I never do, just because with shooters, controllers are a little less smooth than mouse and keyboard.
What?
But
what are you talking about?
What the? Okay.
You can have that opinion, but I'm going to disagree with that as both.
You think shooters are better for
yes,
a controller?
Very much so. It depends on the controller, but yes.
I disagree.
We're the one judging you, so that doesn't matter to us.
Yeah.
Well, you're judging more my opinion than the game itself at that for that particular.
Well, if you think the game's better played on a mouse and keyboard and it's a shooter, that's a little concerning to me.
Well, I just haven't played it on the controller because I just haven't. So it could play, but I just don't know. But in terms of the action, Noah, yeah, I would say it's definitely better than the original. The original. If I had said this pick for the original and you asked me that action, this is where you get so many downvotes because it sucks in the original. It's so good in the remake. There's a parry system they kind of invented where, like, if an enemy goes to attack, you hit spacebar at the right time and then you can just, like, completely disarm them and kick them in the face. It feels very smooth and doesn't end up with you getting attacked by like a billion things while every button is square. I have some residual annoyance of the original that I'm thinking of.
Was that you done with your combat question?
Is that all you want to know about the combat?
All right. Well, let's see. So I've done. So story is. So what I've heard is story is pretty good in your opinion. The music, you can't speak on 100%, but you think that it's good. Is there? I guess this is kind of piggybacking off of the story thing, but is there? I want to be able to feel emotion when I'm playing the game, right? I want to be able to feel like that I care about the characters, that I care about the story, and whether the music or whatever brings it together doesn't matter. I want to be able to care about the characters. And in doing so, I need the game to be able to, be able to utilize the fact that I'm caring about them to their advantage. So is in the game, and if you don't have to be specific again, kind of like what I said before, is there a moment in the game where you love this character, they're awesome, they're great, and then they die? It's over for them. They put them in the ground 6 feet under. Is there a moment like that?
There is actually a moment like that, and I don't want to have focus too much on the difference between the original and the remake. However, the character death in question is handled way better in the remake than the original. In the original, it just sort of happens, and then you move on. And I suppose maybe they didn't want to spend too much time on it, or maybe the cutscene couldn't have been too long because it was a PS2 era game. But it's just over and done with immediately. But in the remake, it's a little bit later, so you get more invested into the character, and they spend more time on the scene itself to like kind of drive home the point that like this guy's dead. He's not coming back.
I was gonna say, is it a doggo? Is it a doggo of some sort?
It is not a doggo, but there is a doggo in the game that do save from like a bear trap, and then he helps you out later. So like that's pretty cool.
So you get to save the good boy. That's what you're saying right now.
You get to save the good boy. Yes.
Okay. All right. You might be getting a couple upticks here with just that. Okay, so I piggybacked off of that one, and the reason I asked that is because this is like character and combat, I guess. Is there a final boss? Is there a big evil that you're trying to defeat the entire time, and you finally get to him, and you either put him in the ground, or maybe there's even different endings, we'll get to that later, but is there a final boss type thing?
There is a final boss. There's like a final boss, and then immediately after is the mad dash to the finish, like I was just mentioning.
Gotcha. And is this boss that we speak of, is he, I mean, I'm assuming, so I guess this is a bonus question. Can you change the difficulty in this game?
Yes, there are, I believe, three difficulties, and maybe it's four.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually four difficulties, and you only unlock the hardest after beating it once.
Well, I was going to say, with the game, because all the games, every shooter game I've ever played has recommended a difficulty. On the recommended difficulty, is the boss easy? Are they too hard? Are they right in the middle? What's your verdict on that?
It definitely depends on the strategy you take, because you do have the ability to get a rocket launcher in the game. You only get one shot with the rocket launcher, and you can only get, like, I think two or three of them for the entire game. The rocket launcher one-shots them, and that is a fault that I would say it shouldn't one-shot them. But if you don't have the rocket launcher, it's a good balance of the difficulty on the recommended, I believe it's called normal difficulty.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it feels like it's a boss. Like, it feels, the difficulty feels appropriate for the enemy.
Okay.
It's not too hard, it's not too easy, unless, like you said.
But there is the rocket launcher that kind of negates all of it, right?
That is true, but it is, you know, it's difficult to get the rocket launcher because it's quite pricey in the store, and you might want to spend your money on something that's going to be more beneficial in the long term. But yeah, there's that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm done with my, that was kind of just like, I guess, bonus questions. I mean, I have another category I'll go into later, but that was just sort of like piggybacking off the ones we've already done. So I'll give Noah the floor again.
Yeah. All right, so something I did think of with the combat, how does it feel when you say shoot a firearm or go for reloads and things of that nature?
I guess if, when you're shooting, there's a little bit of recoil to make it feel a bit more authentic, because if you were like just shooting it and then your aim doesn't change at all, it'd be super easy.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of recoil, and like different guns have different recoils, and there's weapon attachments that you can get to limit the recoil on certain guns. So there's that, and reloading, it also does depend on the weapon, but the reloading is pretty good. It doesn't feel like it takes too long, and then you can get upgrades to make it even shorter than it is on its base reload speed.
Okay, cool. Now, is there, say, any way in said game to do anything such as, like, have a, you know, stealth option to the game?
There actually is a stealth option, which surprised me when I played it for the first time, because the original didn't have a stealth option. You just, every single fight you went into, you had to go guns blazing, and that was a bit about it. But if you, like, if you crouch walk up in behind an enemy, it'll give you a prompt, and you can, like, slice their neck, or stab them in the back or something, or something that will silently take them out. And there are definitely scenes where that is more optimal than just running in, with your pistol and shotgun and just shooting out the place.
Okay, cool. And that's all I really got for that side of it.
All right. Well, I want to get into something that I should probably ask a little bit ago, but so story and music. I've already told you my piece on that. Very important to me as a gamer, right? Obviously, each person has a different thing, but some people don't hate story games. They're like, this story sucks. I hate it. But I'm the type of person that loves story. But going off of that, there's a third tier that it really means a lot to me. That's because a lot of my favorite games have a lot of this, and that is replayability. Now, I'm not talking about achievements. Every game has achievements, so I want to ignore the achievements aspect. I'm talking about pure content for your money spent. How good is the replayability in your game?
I would say it's pretty decent if you're not going for achievements, like I said. You get this... So when you beat the game, normally, you'll get, I think... I'm not sure what it is. You'll get, like, an outfit or a weapon that has, like, some benefit. So for when you go and play a new game, you can use that item or weapon to just, like, kind of, like, have an easier time with it. So it's not like, oh, man, it was so difficult the first time, and I don't know if I want to do that again. But then he's like, well, it's pretty difficult the first time on the difficulty I played on. And I can go in through there with the new upgrade. And it's like, it's almost a new game plus. There's that, and then there is a new game plus, where you keep all of your end game items and just start at the beginning. There's also side missions, which when I first played through the game, my very first playthrough, I did like some of, not all of them. But it was... There's definitely some pretty decent side missions. It usually requires you to find a certain amount of things in the map and destroy them, or kill a certain enemy, or find a certain item and deliver it to the person who gives you all the side missions.
Gotcha.
And all that good stuff.
And another big thing is I love games that have endings, that have different endings to get. Now, some games do it right, where they give you... It's either a flow chart or they give you a way to go back to a previous save. Like, they just have save points like most games. I'm not too concerned about how you get to the endings. What I'm mostly concerned about is how many endings are there that you can achieve?
Right. So there is only just one ending. It's not really a multiple choice sort of situation. So it definitely was focused on telling a particular story, rather than being like, oh, you know, this could have happened if you'd done this, or that could have happened if you'd done that, sort of thing.
Well, there's lots of games that have three endings, but the way to get to them is the exact same. It's just there's three different choices at the last second. Because obviously there's games like Detroit Become Human where it's like literally every choice you make will have a direct impact on the different timeline that stretches you somewhere. I'm talking more so games like FNAF where there's different endings, but the way to get, like, the core gameplay is the exact same up until you get to that choice. That's what I was talking about. But if there's only ever one, then won't matter anyway. Okay, well, all right. No, I think we have time for Let me look at the thing. Yeah, so ask one more big question that you have on your mind.
Okay. All right. So with the horror element to this game, when those moments happen in the game, are they usually something very grim or something moderate that the average person could probably handle?
It's probably something the average person could handle. Unless you, like, really hate horror games. I think we have somebody we know who was like, oh, I don't like horror games at all. I think maybe they could handle it. Maybe they couldn't. I actually don't know how much of an aversion to horror that person has. But for... I think the average person is not too terribly scary to where they're like, I can't play this anymore. But it's scary enough that if you like horror, then you'll definitely enjoy it.
I'm just going to bounce on that question just for a second. What type of horror is it? Is it psychological or is it cheap jump scares?
I wouldn't say it's cheap jump scares. I don't even know if there are any jump scares in the game. It's kind of like atmosphere.
Atmospheric horror?
Yeah, atmosphere core, as well as there's like you'll be in a dark dungeon somewhere, and then there's like a monster that you have to deal with. That type of horror.
So kind of like Last of Us horror, because Last of Us had, like, I wouldn't call that a horror game, but it definitely had some very spooky moments where you're in a dark place. Like the clicker moment, the first ever time you meet a clicker. That part is terrifying to me still, where you're just in a dark underground. I think you're under a bridge or something, and there's a clicker, and you start hearing the clicking sound. And Joel has the flashlight on his gun, and because it's third person, it's not even really helping you all that much. And so it's just really spooky. So it's kind of like that, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that's a very good comparison.
Gotcha, okay. I just wanted to clear it, because I didn't know if Noah was going to ask a follow-up question there.
That's actually what I was going to ask, so thanks, bud.
Well, you stopped speaking for like a solid 10 seconds, so I'm like, well, he's either done, or he can't think of shit. So I'm like, well, I've got to get a better ask that follow-up question.
Yep. Alright. I'm good.
Are you guys satisfied with your questions and your answers?
I doth declare that I have one last question for you.
Alright.
And it's probably the most important question to me out of all the ones that I've asked.
Mm-hmm.
A game at the end of the day is meant to be fun. You're supposed to have a lot of enjoyment out of it. But the reason they're supposed to be like that is because they cost money. Hard-earned money, might I add. So, first question, this is like the pre-question. How much is your game? The normal version, I don't care about double deluxe, I don't care about pre-alpha deluxe, I don't care about collector's edition, I care about the normal thing that most people are going to buy.
So, that's actually not as much as I thought it was. So, I got it when it first released, and I think, I don't remember if I pre-ordered it or not, but just to double check, I checked the Steam store, and it's actually $40.
Okay, so that was the pre-question.
Just for the base game.
Yeah, so that was the pre-question. My next question is the big one, is from your experience, and I don't need the 100-minute exact time frame here, but I would definitely appreciate it, as narrow as you can make it. How long does it take to complete the game? Not 100%, just like what the average player will do, which is about like 70-80%. How long do you think that would take? Playing normally.
So if you were to only do one playthrough and you were just playing it through normally, let's say on normal difficulty, which I think is recommended, I can't remember, but it would be. I'm trying to think how long it took me originally to play through the entire story just as a story and not doing all the little side stuff and achievement hunting. I believe it was around 25 hours? Maybe 30 hours? I honestly can't remember, because there's not really a way for me, like, oh, how much playtime do I have? Because I have done some of that other side stuff and replaying it several times, so.
Right. Alright, that was the last question I had.
Yeah.
So, it's about that time. So, Noah, do you have a final verdict that you were going to give John?
Have you had a final verdict? Do you, my good friend?
I might need a couple of seconds. That's why I was giving you the floor. And also, I just said, just asked my last question. So, if you want to give John your final verdict, there's only two options. It's, do you think his game is worth it to be that at the top tier of his list? Or do you think, you know what, this game just sounds kind of mediocre. I don't think it deserves a top thing at all. So, that's like the two verdicts you can give.
It actually does. Hey, what'd you say?
Well, man.
Sorry.
Do you think it's worth being my favorite game, or one of my favorite games, or something of that nature, or do you think it sounds mediocre and you don't want to ever hear about it again?
Well, that's a bit extreme, but like, do you think it deserves to be a top game? Like, that's what you're really asking.
Okay. In my honest-to-God opinion, I don't think it deserves to be, like, a top-tier game. But it does sound like a very fun game that I might give a try sometime, and that's about it.
All right. So as for me, I mean, listen, John, I'm sorry to say, but Lady Dimitrescu isn't in it. I mean, come on, man. You had one job. You could have picked the game that she's in. It would have been a guaranteed win for you. It would have been, oh, no questions would have needed to be asked. It would have just been, over, man.
Right.
But jokes aside, I don't know. It's just the one ending thing kind of put a damper in it for me, personally.
Right.
And the fact that the music is like, you can't really speak 100% because it's so copyrighted that YouTube would blow you out of oblivion. So that's
the thing is, I don't know that. I just do that as a precaution.
Well, yeah, but either way, but you weren't able to tell me a lot of the stuff with the music because of it. So like, Yeah, so I don't think it's mediocre. I think it's definitely something I'd be interested in trying, maybe. But at the same time, I will say that if you're welcome to have your opinion that it's your favorite game, but I don't personally think it should be a top game like that, from what I've heard. Now, obviously, if we had played the game, it would have been totally different. That's what's going to be really interesting. If me, because obviously this is John's episode, so if me and Noah pick a game that one of us has already played, you kind of have a sort of in for that person already, but it's about convincing the other person, I guess, at that point.
Right.
Because let's say I say Minecraft or something. You both have played Minecraft, so you'd have a horse in the race to say something for it. So,
right.
But yeah, I don't think I can personally set it as high as you can.
That's fair. It's definitely reasonable. Like I said, I was gonna. I haven't said it. Like I was thinking. Everyone, you know, kind of has a different experience when it comes to games, what are their favorite games, what they look for in a game. So it definitely doesn't surprise me that I wasn't able to convince both of you that this should be a top tier game. But it's one of my top tier games. And I said for the sake of the podcast that it was my favorite game, because I really can't decide what my favorite game is. But, you know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you have to pick one.
Obviously, I do quite enjoy the game. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to talk about it for so much of the episode. Because I was like, is this really a favorite game? Well, actually, I kind of hate it. And,
imagine.
Yeah. I was tempted to do that. Just, well, it sounds cool and all that, but I hate it, I know.
Yeah, that would be the biggest plot twist of all time. Noah had actually played, he 100% of the game in his own time, and he's like, he went along with it the entire time. He's like, you know what, John, screw your game, it sucks, I played it before.
I played everything this game had to offer, and it's terrible.
But, yeah, I mean, I think John has said this on a previous episode. I can't remember if it was the Gratefulness episode or something along those lines, or maybe even the season finale, the season one finale, but... what's awesome about this podcast and why we kind of started it is the fact that we like, for example, we just disagreed. John loves this game. Me and Noah were like, I mean, it could be good. So we're like, obviously it's not a dispute or anything, but we still disagree at the end of the day. And what's nice is we're able to be like, you know what? You're allowed to have that opinion. I just don't agree with it. So like, we're able to do that. And I think that's important in this day and age because a lot of people don't even take that first step where they're like, I you're allowed to have that opinion, and I appreciate that you have that opinion, but I don't agree with it. Like, people don't even get to that first step where they're like, yeah, I appreciate you and your opinion, but I don't necessarily agree. So it's important to have that step, because otherwise you just create chaos.
Right. And to your point, like, even something as simple as a favorite game, people can often even get upset about that because there's a difference in opinion there. I've seen so much shit talked towards people who enjoy games that are like not the most popular of games. There's even games that I've played before that I'm like, oh, this is really fun. I really enjoy this. And people are like, that game sucks. Why do you like that game? Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
That's your opinion. Good day, sir. Actually, I don't even engage in like having a conversation with people who are acting like that because they're not looking for a conversation. Yeah, they're not looking to be like, why do you enjoy this game?
Yeah,
they're just like, I don't like it, and you don't like, and you like it, so you're wrong.
Well, that's exactly it, right? We had an entire topic related around to John's going to give us information on his game, and we are going to evaluate it based on those facts that he gave us. So, and I guess some of it were opinions, but mostly what facts about the game. So yeah, it was just interesting to hear about the game. Obviously, I knew that he liked Resident Evil. I couldn't tell if he was going to pick Resident Evil or Kingdom Hearts because I know he both dabbles in both of those series very much. I also wasn't sure. I wouldn't have been surprised, but I wouldn't have been not surprised either if he picked a Batman game, because he dabbles in those a lot as well. So yeah, I wasn't totally sure what you're going to pick, but I had a feeling Resident Evil or Kingdom Hearts is going to be in there somewhere.
I did think about saying Kingdom Hearts 2 as my favorite game, because that's also one of my favorite games. I just feel like I've played it so much that to me it's all just like, I know it all. I know everything about the game, and I know enough about it that like I can see that my opinion on the game would not be the same as the general populace of people who play games.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you know. I'm just gonna let you know right now. If you had picked Kingdom Hearts, would have been like, you know what, John? There's no convincing me. I've already looked at Kingdom Hearts. Not a game that I would play, but.
If you had said Kingdom Hearts, this would have been a very, very, very short episode.
You're like, that sucks. I don't even care about
your game sucks. You suck. Times. I'm out of here.
I'm done. Shut the hell up.
Would mean no, would both just leave John sitting there in the podcast by himself. He's like, well, I've been abandoned because my opinion on my video game.
Yeah, honestly. That a little disapproval we were just saying that making a civil conversation about things we disagree about. Exactly. Honestly, it's a bit of a joke because I feel like you guys would be like, you'd grin and bear it if you had to sit here and listen to me to ramble on about a game you hated.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't hate the game. It's just not a game I shouldn't say game. There's multiple games in the series, but it's not a series I'd be interested in. I've seen, like, when I go to your streams back when you had, like, the Kingdom Hearts streams, I'd go in there, but I wouldn't go in there for the game. I didn't give a crap what game you're playing. Right. I went in there mostly to chat with you and see what you were up to and that kind of stuff. Because when I watch streamers, very rarely is it for the game. If I watch a YouTuber, sometimes it's for the game. But if I'm watching a streamer, like someone I'm interacting with live, it's typically because I want to talk with them live. It's not because I care about what game they're playing. Like, I watch John and a couple other people, and it's just because I like talking with them. I don't really give a crap. They could be playing Pony Island Rainbow Sunshine version 2, and I don't even know what game that is, but they could be playing it. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because my next game is Pony Island Adventure 2.
Adventure 2, oh no.
I'm just kidding.
I'd hope so.
I don't think that's a video game that exists, so.
No, well,
gotta find one that exists to play.
I was trying to say, like, I was gonna say My Little Pony, like, Adventure Island or something like that, because I think that actually is a game. But.
Right. And then there's Barbie Horse Adventures. That's a game my sister played as a kid.
Barbie Horse Adventures, love it.
And I've seen like people play it these days, and it's like it definitely doesn't hold up, and it also might not even have been good eventually. But
yeah,
that's not a hero nor there, because that's definitely not my favorite game.
Good, good, good. Well, I was gonna say if you had said something like Avengers, I would have just left him. Just like I'm not, no, I'm out of here.
That game. If you want to talk about at least,
yeah, I feel like those would be too long of an episode because like you talk about how much, it's easy to talk about. It's easy to talk about something you love too, but it's really easy to talk about something you hate. So yes.
you, if you're passionate one way or the other, it's easy to talk about.
Yes,
but I guess since you both disagreed, I'm gonna have to flip a coin. I'm gonna get the internet to do it for me because I don't have a coin on me.
How dare you not have a penny on you, John? I mean, come on now. They're basically worth $1 million because they're not making them anymore.
Pretty much. Right,
but who wants heads and who wants
tails? That is your decision, John.
Alright, you know what? Let's flip a coin. That's
good. I didn't know. God damn it. No, I want to leave at some point today.
Okay, so you know what? Ethan has heads and Noah has tails.
Okay.
And wait. It's tails.
Oh, I was gonna see if there's a drum roll soundboard. I don't know if there is. There's a golf clap. Oh, I guess there's the stupid one where it's like "Boom Ching." I don't care about that. Well, there you go. The fate has decided.
The odds were in your favor.
So out of curiosity, yeah. Because we both disagree, what were the points like?
I was just kind of like listening to your questions and whether or not they were good questions and whatnot. If it had been like one of you agreed with me, I think Ethan would have won because I feel like his questions were better. Mm. But yeah.
Well, fate has spoken. I was gonna say fate has spoken. So
wait, so
do you have a winning speech for
me? Did you just say? He just asked who won. I'm out of here, bro. I'm done.
Yeah, it was that basic. You know what? Screw what the coin said. Ethan's
doing. Screw what the coin. Screw what fate has said.
Yeah. Pretty good episode, say. John Brown, a mediocre. I mean, kind of RA game. I mean, game I've heard too much about.
Okay, well, that's just. I'm going to keep a note of that for next time.
No, it was a good episode. John brought up a game I haven't really heard much about. It sounds like a cool game. I don't have $40, so I can't get it. But
broke.
Hold on, I'm in debt. Have a heart, you freaking bald-headed judge.
Judge?
A bald-headed judge.
Imagine.
Well, most judges are bald, actually.
The good ones are, yeah.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, with that, pretty good episode. Glad I won. Not really sure how I won. But yeah.
I was going to say, literally, the whole segment about a coin was probably had something to do with it, yeah.
Right, the coin flip.
Clearly, Noah is paying very much attention to the ending of this episode.
Yes.
Totally.
Anyways, moving on, I guess. I want to thank you guys for listening and hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. Not lack. I don't even know.
Lack along the way? What does that even mean?
I don't even know. That's what I was going to say. But hope we made you laugh along the way. Not whatever lack.
Don't look that up in the Urban Dictionary. Just don't.
Yeah, it's probably good. And you know what? We probably hope we didn't do lack along the way, whatever that happens to mean. But you can find myself at Jeebins Feebins over on Twitch. I've been streaming not as like every day consistent like it used to be, but I have been getting back into that. So if you don't already follow, you can just hit the follow button and it'll actually tell you when I'm live. So you'll just know immediately. If Twitch wants to work that day. And you can find myself also on YouTube. I have some of my previous stuff over on there, some challenge runs, that sort of stuff. Just you can check that out. And you can find Ethan at FlabsXCGaming over on YouTube.
Just a little intermission. I should have said this at the beginning, but I am currently in the position to get a job. So right now, YouTube, you can still go check out all of the 1,600 other videos we have right now. But in terms of current uploads, they're going to be paused just for a little bit. So they don't expect anything new for just a little bit. Maybe once September rolls around, maybe that'll be a good time to, maybe hopefully my job thing will be settled by then. Maybe. I speak, but I don't know. Either way, once hopefully things get settled, then I will be continuing with stuff, so.
Alright.
So, yeah. And, Noah, do you have anything you want to promote? No. Alright. We have the Patreon, if you want to check that out. It's called The Provokers. And we have multiple tiers from ranging from 1 to 100, which each having different rewards and perks. And then the higher tier you buy, the more rewards you get. And it goes all the way up to, did I say it goes up to $100 already? If I did, the $100 tier is like only like two people, right? Can do that one.
Yeah,
and
just in case. Because if like, let's say there's like 10 people that are, you're crazy and you all buy it, then like we have like 15 people on the podcast and that'd just be absolute insanity. So we can't have that.
Yeah. Right. And to your point there, if you do want to donate that much, obviously it's never mandatory, but if you do, you get to be on the podcast for an episode And I believe there was something about legally having to marry you. I believe that was part of it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things in the fine print, you know.
It's in the fine print. So make sure you read the contracts you sign.
For legal disclosure, you do not have to sign a contract to be part of the thing. We're talking about our contract. In our contract.
Well, that's just a general life advice. Make sure you read what you sign.
Yeah, that too.
But yes, like I said, when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server, and you can just come hang out with us, and we can talk about how Noah is a dog, and Ethan is a gamer.
These are the generic terms.
Totally.
And then, as well, over on Patreon, separately, the extended cut episodes, which are just like little snippets, 30-minute episodes that you buy. The first five are $3, and then after that they're $5, so you can kind of check those out. They are all a lot of fun. But with all that out of the way, that'll probably have to do it, and we will see you guys next time.